1-800-848-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of this absolutely wonderful Wednesday, February 12th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys so much. One of our listeners heard me talking about Jamie Chimner, one of Joe's friends, called Jamie. He's going to pick her up and get her to the hospital. So mission accomplished, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Glad that we could help. And she is going to get a ride to the hospital so she can be with her husband prior to his heart surgery. I'd like you guys right now to join me in a prayer. Father God, we come to you and we ask for your divine providence, your protection in the ride over to the hospital. Joe's friend, thank you. Thank you for going and helping out. Give them safe travels to the hospital in Petoskey. Father, we ask that you absolutely put your divine hand, your hand of protection, your hand of guidance, guide Joe's doctors in his heart surgery. Father, they are replacing or fixing his heart valve. This is a life and death surgery, Lord. Joe Chimner needs your help. His doctors need your guiding hands. Be with them, Lord, in this surgery. Put your hand on the doctor to guide him and direct him to his absolute best abilities that he has. Put your other hand on our brother Joe. Give him peace. Give him calmness. Put him through this process to the best of their abilities. Guide them, help them in every way possible. Father, we ask in closing that number one, it's a successful surgery, that there are no leaks of any blood, arteries, veins, whatever needs to be done in this process. Father, we ask that he has a speedy and fast healing recovery. That he is treated well in the hospital. We ask that you put your hand on the nurses that will be taking care of him. And Father, we ask that you put your hand on his wife, Jamie. They are a loving couple. We need you to give her peace. Give her comfort, knowing that everything is going to be fine. We ask all of this in your Son, our Savior's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Now, one of the things in getting back to Lansing, because we have to deal with reality of what's happening right now, I think that we may want to contact our state reps and our state senators and give them support. Why? Because our Republican state senators and state reps have to deal with the Democrat-controlled Senate and this Democrat governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Folks, you've been hearing Ian Murphy and I. We just talked about this yesterday. Ian is on the show every Tuesday from 10 to 10:30. We talked about how devastating this would be. How devastating this would be on our restaurant industry, hotels, bars, any place that food is served in the state of Michigan. How much this would hurt our industry. We also talked about the paid sick leave. Yes, something needs to be done. But there needs to be some common sense here. If an employee knows darn well that they can't come into work tomorrow, it should at least, in this legislation that they're working on, provide for a requirement that they contact the employer. That they contact the employer to give them heads up. Hey, I'm not feeling well. My mom's coming home from the hospital. I got to stay home and take care of her. Whatever, my kid is sick, whatever. Give the employer advance notice. I would like you guys to contact your state rep or state senator and tell them on at least the sick time portion of this law, advance notice is part of it. At least 24 hours as a minimum, if possible. Under an emergency, at least 6 hours. I don't think that's too much to ask. If your kid is sick at night, you know the kid is sick. I think he's going to be sick in the morning. I can't make it. You call, you leave a voicemail, you text your boss at midnight. I don't think that is too much to ask. That's number one. Number two, when you contact your state rep or your state senator, share with them your opinion, which I hope I'm going to state right now. They've had basically 7 months. July of 2024. The election is over. The Republicans have won back the majority in the House. The Democrats still control the Senate by 2 votes. We still are dealing with a Democrat governor. But she has at least realized that this is going to be devastating on our state. It's going to hurt the restaurant industry, the food servers. It's going to definitely hurt small businesses. And if this is implemented, what the Supreme Court came up with, this is going to make Michigan uncompetitive. And she knows that. All the money and all of her efforts that she has put forward over basically the last 6 years of her governorship, with only 2 years remaining, year 7 and 8. If this goes into effect on February 21st and makes us uncompetitive for business, all of that money, all of her efforts will be for naught. She will go down in history as the worst governor of this state. That will be a fact. And I think she's finally coming to grips with the fact that she has got to work with the Republicans in the House on a bipartisan basis to come up with a good plan. It's that simple. You have to understand, the process was a complete failure. A complete failure, in my opinion, of the Democrat trifecta. When this ruling came out in July of 2024, there was no sense of urgency. Oh, well, you know, it's not going to take effect until February 21st. We haven't even had the August primaries yet. We don't know who our candidates are going to be. We don't know who's going to win in November 5th. Gretchen Whitmer was too busy trying to shove Kamala Harris down our throats here in the state of Michigan as being a chairman of her campaign to get her elected president of the United States. Well, November 5th, the people spoke. Donald Trump won Michigan by over 80,000 votes. Republicans took back the majority in the House, expanded, and gained control of the U.S. Senate. And now there's a whole new dynamic happening in Washington, D.C. In Michigan, the Republicans took back the majority with a huge majority. Out of 110 state representatives, 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats. They control the House. The new speaker is Matt Hall. Ken Borton, our state representative up here in our listening area, is the majority floor whip. They wanted a solution to this back in July of 2024. So that when you call these reps and these senators, and the main point I want to focus on as a business owner, I need advance notice you're not coming into work tomorrow. I have to find somebody to replace you to do your job. Or I have to have our other employees pick up the slack. They have to do your job. That is at least a bare minimum common courtesy. The way it's written right now, they can call up and say, I'm not coming in today. With no advance notice, perhaps just a half hour before the shift starts. Well, thanks a lot for letting me know early. The friction that this is going to cause is going to be huge for business owners. Because if I had an employee that did not give me a courtesy of a day before, I'd be looking for another employee. We're an at-will state. Now, I wouldn't necessarily tell them, well, thanks a lot. I appreciate you calling me here 10 minutes before the shift starts. You're fired. No, not going to do it that way. Don't want to get into 1-800-CALL-SAM filing a wrongful termination lawsuit against me and my company where I'd have to spend 10 grand hiring an attorney to defend myself. Nope. Okay. Thanks for letting me know. Click, I'd hang up. But I would immediately start looking for their replacement. And if I found somebody, I would tell them point blank, I'm sorry, you're fired. Well, you didn't fire me over me calling in sick last minute last week, did you? Nope. Found a better employee. It's that simple. This is horrific what they're planning to do, and it's going to start in 9 days. We need to call our state reps and state senators advance notice. Thank them for finally getting something done. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Government's invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Now, one of the things in this story, and this story is really long, I'm not going to get into all these waitresses coming forward and giving their testimony, and because blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to get into all this. You know, they got a 62-year-old lady, King is her last name. She started having children. She left waitressing to work at a carpet cleaning vacuum company, Bissell, which relocated to Mexico before 2005. I went back to my passion of loving and taking care of people. I see more of my customers than I do my children. They're my family. When people pass away, people bring in jewelry and letters to their loved ones. It's the love for what we do is why we do it. Being in Lansing that day instead of at work when she was protesting, King said that she probably lost $250 in tips that she could have earned that day. Well, this opposing group, the ones pushing the ballot initiative, Progress Michigan, and many others, well, they surveyed 513 residents back in January and found 60% supported increasing the minimum wage and phasing out tips, as well as guaranteeing paid sick leave. Now, again, who did they poll? Probably liberal progressive people. That's what they do. They always mislead these polls. They're called push polls. Supportive surveyors found that 80% of the Democrats, 51% of Republicans, and 83% of African-American black people, as well as 62% of women, participated in this survey. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's spokesperson, LaRouche, said Governor Whitmer has long opposed the unconstitutional tactic that the Republicans used to undercut working families and discourage companies from providing sick leave to their employees, which is what they did back in 2017 and 2018. This adopt and amend tactic would have been found to be constitutional if they had adopted it in 2017, ended the legislative session that year, and then brought it back up in January of 2018. They didn't do that. They did it during the exact same session before the end of the year. And that's where the Supreme Court said, that's unconstitutional, you can't do that. Well, the Senate currently has two sets of bills to remedy this situation. The House passed their bills last month. They did it in January. Senate has the House bills now, 4001, House Bill 4002. Maintaining the tip wages and giving automatic exemptions to employers with less than 50 workers. That's big. Before it was 25. By raising it to 50, now that is clearly the true definition of a small business. Midsize usually is 50 employees or more. Large businesses are 500 or more. I remember the 50, the 50, and the 500. Midsize, 50 to 500. Large corporations are considered 500 employees or more. Well, these proposals have been backed by groups like the Home Builders Association of Michigan, Statewide Farm Bureau, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and the state's Manufacturers Association. On the other hand, the Senate bills 8 and 15 offer a plan minimizing the effects of the court's ruling. They will kick off next year, bringing the tip credit up to 60% of Michigan's minimum wage over 10 years. And they leave the sick time exemption for businesses at the 25 workers or less. Well, that's not good enough. With all due respect, Democrat-controlled Senate, nope, not interested in your bills at all. Adopt what the House passed. Call your state representatives, the Republicans. Tell them to stand strong and demand that the Senate approve 4001, House Bill 4001 and 4002. It's got to go to 50 workers. 25 or less, no. No, 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 no. It's got to give an automatic exemption to small businesses, 50 employees or less. If you're a small business, you have 48 employees, you're exempted from dealing with this paid sick leave law. It's got to be, folks. We totally support small businesses. Your car dealership, even. Sheboygan, Mackinac, wherever. I don't think they have more than 50 employees. They need to be exempt. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising.